Prime Minister Stephen Harper's Conservative government has now confirmed what some insiders in Ottawa have been talking about for a couple of weeks. It's working to change the laws on possession of small amounts of marijuana, making it a ticketing offense instead of a criminal charge. The moves come in the wake of two U.S. states approving the legalization of marijuana, and follow a call last summer by Canada's chiefs of police to ease the pot laws. Vancouver Police Chief Jim Chu is the president of the Canadian Association of Police Chiefs.
The option to give a ticket gives a police officer an additional tool to deal with inappropriate and illegal behavior, but still, the officer would retain the option to lay a criminal charge.
Given that kind of pressure from police across the country, some change was inevitable. Peter MacKay is Canada's Justice Minister.
What we are talking about is very much in line with what the chiefs of police have proposed, and that is giving police further discretion or optionality when it comes to the treatment of small amounts of marijuana.
MacKay insists this is not a step towards the decriminalization or legalization of marijuana. Still, it's a huge move for a government that a year ago launched a campaign criticizing opposition Liberal leader Justin Trudeau for this comment.
I have been in my past a very rare user of marijuana, I think five or six times in my life that I've taken a puff.
Trudeau supports the idea of decriminalizing marijuana, saying the Harper government has been out of touch with Canadians.
The reality is that this is an example where we have a government that is completely offside from public opinion, from even where the chiefs of police are.
So the new laws would give police an option. They could, however, still charge people with a criminal offense if an officer believes that is appropriate. Police chiefs say the change would reduce paperwork as well as the backlog in the courts and free up an officer's time. It could also result in a minor offense instead of a criminal record, which is what people caught with even one joint now face. While some countries have moved far ahead of Canada on marijuana reform, any further easing of the pot laws here are unlikely anytime soon. For WBFO News, I'm Dan Karpinchuk in Toronto.